small cruise ships are coming, but how much will they help the Upper Lynn Canal economy? And Tlingit artist Ron Jackson is named a United States Artist Fellow. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Canada's ban on cruise ships through early 2022 effectively ended most of the cruise season in Alaska, but a few smaller boutique cruises plan to sail. But not all of them plan to allow passengers to stop in town. UnCruise is a small vessel cruise fleet. Boat capacity is below 250 passengers, so it's unaffected by Canada's restrictions, and it doesn't have to comply with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's conditional sailing order. Here's CEO Captain Dan Blanchard.
So we're a U.S. flag operator, all U.S. crew, U.S.-built boat, U.S. certified and regulated, and we pay U.S. taxes.
UnCruise isn't the only U.S.-flagged cruising company to be unaffected by the Canadian ban. American Cruise Lines and Alaskan Dream Cruise both have Alaska itineraries this year. Blanchard's UnCruise even attempted to sail last year, but turned its sailing back after a passenger tested positive for COVID-19. It was later discovered the test was a false positive. Blanchard says part of the problem was that testing wasn't widely available, so there were no kits on board. This year, there will be. But there's another pandemic mitigation strategy in place, and one that isn't great news for restaurants, shops, and tour companies. The ships won't be making traditional port calls. Blanchard says passengers won't mingle in Southeast Alaska communities.
For us this year, it's off the books. And it's mainly because we feel like we have to maintain that bubble, that we can't take any risk.
The company had 30 port calls in Haines in 2019. This year, there won't be any. Blanchard says things could change if the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine is released soon. UnCruise is just one of the several small boat tourist options that plans to sail in Southeast Alaska. Alaskan Dream Cruises is another. Nothing is set in stone, but marketing director Zachary Kirkpatrick says the company hopes to have traditional port calls.
So our guests will be masked. There's many onboard protocols. There's guest health questionnaires, of course, the interstate travel mandates. But we want to be able to go in and have be able to positively impact the economies of the places we live, like Skagway.
It is making 16 scheduled calls in Skagway this season, with a potential for up to 879 passengers. Kirkpatrick says there aren't any port calls scheduled in Haines this year. Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock says it's up to the business community to decide if staying open for small ships is worth it.
For example, if you're a shop owner and you know that there are 60 people in town, are you going to bother opening in the hopes that you'll get a few of those people versus if there was a ship with, 2,000 people in town, then you know the likelihood of somebody coming to your store is much greater.
Ock says the best thing people can do to encourage the return of tourists is to get vaccinated. Lynn Blood and American Cruise Lines also have regional sailings scheduled this year. American Cruise Lines plans to allow guests to visit restaurants and stores in port stops. The company will have one 175-passenger ship sailing Alaska. Haines and Skagway are on its itineraries. It's unknown if Lynn Blood plans regular port calls. Representatives were unreachable by broadcast time. A Tlingit master carver living in Ketchikan has been named a United States Artist Fellow. As KRBD's Maria Dudzak reports, Nathan Jackson is one of the 60 artists to receive the honor in 2021.
Nathan Jackson was born in Tenneke Springs and, after serving in the military, moved to Haines in 1959 to fish commercially. While there, he was challenged by a friend to whittle small totem poles with a pocket knife, copying his friend's designs. Jackson says an illness ended his plans to become a fisherman. He spent 54 days in Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka for what doctors believed was tuberculosis. It was pneumonia. But the former paratrooper filled those days in a hospital bed carving totems.
Well, I sold all my miniature poles that fit in a showcase at the hospital. I was so excited, I ran down the hallway. You're not supposed to run in the hallways. I was all excited. I wanted to get out of there.
With the money he earned, Jackson bought a paint set and took up that craft, primarily doing portraits. He was a member of the Chilkat dance group in Haines, and one of the group's tours took him to Santa Fe, New Mexico. While there, Jackson showed his paintings to the director of the Institute of American Indian Arts.
And so when I showed them the picture that I did, they immediately accepted me into that school. And so I ended up going to an art school for a couple of years, 2.5 years.
These are just the beginnings of Jackson's long and varied career. He's primarily known for carving totem poles, masks, and wood panels, but also draws, paints, and makes jewelry. His work can be seen throughout Southeast, but also in the National Museum of the American Indian and in the Field Museum in Chicago, among other museums nationally and internationally. United States Artists is a Chicago-based organization supporting artists and their role in society. Fellowships are $50,000 individual grants going to artists in 10 disciplines. Jackson was one of 7 named in the traditional arts category. He says he plans to use the money to finish his workshop, completing sheetrock work, and finishing a loft bedroom where visiting family and friends can stay. Offering advice to others pursuing art, including carving, Jackson says it's important to be able to draw.
That is pretty much what I try to encourage younger people to do. There's just no shortcut. If you have the ability to be able to draw something, then you're on your way.
Other honors Jackson has received include a National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, a Distinguished Artist Award from the Rasmussen Foundation, and an honorary doctorate from the University of Alaska Southeast. In addition, Jackson was among 6 artists featured in the January-February 2021 edition of Smithsonian Magazine. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more at our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.